Next up, we have Caitlin Roberts, representing Section 6 from the Portage FFA. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We were discussing beforehand, I do not recall ever a state officer from Portage.
Yeah, I think the last one was in the 1940s, so it's
that was
been
before
a while,
I was born even. That was a long time ago. Tell us a bit about your background.
All right, let's see. I'm the youngest of three children. I grew up on, I guess you could call it a hobby farm out in the country. And I just graduated from high school on Friday, so I'm very excited to be done with that. And
you've had a good week.
Yeah, I have.
Where to after high school now? Where are you going to?
I actually plan on getting a degree in graphic communications, and with that, I hope to get a job designing the FFA New Horizons magazine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Be specific. That's good.
Yes.
Now, what would you like to change with the magazine?
I don't know if it's as much change it, but still be involved with something that's FFA, because it's been such a big part of my life for 4 years, and it's just incredible.
So talk about your FFA experience. How did you get involved?
Actually, I got involved because my sister was in it, and I was the little sister, so I do everything my sister does, but it just evolved from there, because I don't really say that as my reason anymore.
I got caught. So at what point did you decide I'd like to be a state officer?
It was actually my sophomore year. Like, I kind of freaked my advisor out a little bit. I was just like, I need to talk to you. He thought I wanted to quit FFA. But actually, it was the opposite, so.
Took him by surprise.
Yes.
Was he pleasantly surprised?
Very much.
That's great.
Very much so.
So what are your goals as a state officer, if you had your number one priority?
I would have to say my goal is just to make as big a difference in the lives of FFA members as other state officers and other FFA members have made in my life, because it's just been incredible.
How do you get, and we talked about this earlier, is how do you get that member out there who is a blend in the woodwork kind of member who maybe show up for the meetings but doesn't really get involved? How do you get them to take that next step?
You know, I really think you have to reach out to the person. You have to go up and talk to them personally. There may be a lot of people at your meetings, but you need to take the time out to single those people out and say, hey, how's it going? And you need to figure out about their interests so you can get them involved. Say, if they like flowers, if they like arranging flowers, they can get involved in floriculture CDEs. It's just
a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, so many opportunities.
And this is a real challenge for your organization as a whole because of the declining number of people who are ag-related people right now. And yet, FFA is enjoying a surge in membership. What do you think is causing that?
I think the surge is due to the fact that agriculture isn't just farming. It's so many other things. There's over 300 job opportunities in agriculture, and only one or two of them are production agriculture jobs.
A lot of people have to deal with it there.
Yes.
Okay. So do you have a specific timetable that we should look for you on Horizons? Or?
I don't know.
We'll give you a few years. Soon. Okay. Yeah. Well, this year you're going to be kind of busy as a state officer, so we'll give you a couple years after that. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Caitlin Roberts from Portage FFA is representing Section 6.